Milwaukee's Harbor District is evolving. On its northern edge, plans are underway for a hotel, apartment, and office complex. And when that happens, a decades-long fixture will disappear. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz takes us to Jerry's Dock to learn about its owner's love of the water.
There's nothing pretty about Jerry Geyer's Dock. It's tucked along the Milwaukee River on the edge of its intersection with the Menominee and Kinnickinnick on their path to Lake Michigan. Most of its 2 acres appear to be home to misfit boats.
I don't even know what make that is, but it's wood. And many marinas won't even take a wooden boat.
Really?
Because there's so much work and all they're going to do is fall apart. But if you want to see an old wooden boat.
Geyer's love of the water started in high school when a friend convinced him to take a scuba diving class.
Since 1964, I've had most of my life somehow connected or involved with scuba, either recreationally or then commercially.
He bought a scuba business a few miles south of here. Next came a charter boat.
Thinking that would be another way to get rich would be to take people out in Lake Michigan to the shipwrecks. And dive.
Actually, Geyer knew no matter how creative he was, marine life was not going to support his family. He taught grade school and later high school for a total of 35 years. It turns out locating shipwrecks brings Geyer the most joy.
All of this was to have money and a place and a resources to buy more equipment to look for more shipwrecks.
In the meantime, Geyer's needed a place to dock that boat. That led him to 318 South Water Street 22 years ago. At the time, there was little life of any kind here.
This was an abandoned, so to speak, forest of nothing. And I leased 100 foot of it on the north end just for that one boat.
He began clearing the overgrown parcel. Before he knew it, Geyer was leasing the full 2 acres. Over time, he became a go-to person on the waterfront. For years, Geyer donned his scuba gear to clean the bottom of the high-speed ferry docked just south of the harbor on Lake Michigan.
Every 3 weeks since the Lakes Express got here, whatever that's been, 10 years, 12 years, we clean the whole hull to make it shiny, smooth, and go faster. Without that, it couldn't go the speed it goes.
While he's passed that task on to a younger diver, Geyer's skill, along with his torpedo-shaped scanner that captures detailed underwater images, are sought after by local police and the Coast Guard. He helps locate salvages and...
bodies, too. We've had several body searches in the river here as well as out in the lake. My side scan will see bodies on the bottom. It's that sophisticated and detailed.
Geyer looks up at the vacant three-story malt house that's been a harbor fixture for more than a century. A huge banner proclaims its planned replacement, the Harbor Yard Development. Geyer figures his place here might survive a couple more years, but predicts his marina marks the end of an era.
There will be no other marinas ever on the Milwaukee River. Financially, it wouldn't work because of the property values, because it doesn't generate taxes we're not even a paved lot.
Before I leave, he wants to share one last thing.
I want to show you this book because this is the culmination of all my discoveries, is to publish this little book.
He's drawn like a magnet to the shipwrecks he's yet to locate at the depths of Lake Michigan.
There's still a dozen or more out there that no one's ever seen. There's one called the Northwest that's down toward Racine I haven't found yet. I did find the Ashtabula, which is a wreck that I looked for 30 years before I found it, and that I just found last year.
It's clear Geyer's life on the water will not end with his displacement from Milwaukee's harbor.
There's a secret location someone gave me and their phone number.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
And then I have a little map here with all those locations, so you can see by the number up here, you can see where the wreck is at.